This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How many of you brothers and sisters are here in this masjid right now, inshallah ta'ala? How many of you are visiting us this weekend? Raise your hand if you're visiting this weekend. MashaAllah. Let's see how far you came from. Give me where you came from exactly. New Jersey, MashaAllah. Get out of here, man. You're local now. You're no longer from Virginia. You just moved here. Lubbock. MashaAllah, Lubbock, Texas. Then New Jersey, far. New York City, which one's closer, New Jersey or New York? It's the same thing, right? Okay, so New York, anybody else? Egypt, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah, all of them Egypt. Ahla wa sahla, welcome home. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Where? Huh? From Toronto. Toronto, well, Toronto's still here. It's one of the United States as well too, inshallah. And yes, MashaAllah, from Paris, France. MashaAllah, Rahman actually came with his wife last year, MashaAllah, and their baby, and he's back here, alhamdulillah, to spend the last 10 nights with us, inshallah. That I hope your wife has been recognized by the sisters from last year, inshallah, to take care of her, bin Allah Azza wa Jal. So, MashaAllah, I want to thank you very much all for being here with us, and I want to also say thank you and Jazakumullah khair for each and every one of you for making this happen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Ameen, last night was, MashaAllah, a beautiful night. We were able to raise, alhamdulillah, the amount that we were hoping to raise, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, with grace, without stress, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, without yelling at anybody, right? Especially at Sheikh Omar, yani. Alhamdulillah. But seriously, it comes to the subject of being grateful. Being grateful and being thankful. In hadith, in Sunan al-Tirmidhi wa Muslim Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. If you are not grateful to the people, you will never be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, on behalf of myself, Sheikh Omar, our board of trustees, our board of directors, and all the volunteers of this community, and honestly, and all the families as well too, I want to say Jazakumullahu khairah, and thank you very much for beautiful support for this community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all with houses in Jannah, in the best place, better than Silver Leaf, Jama'ah. All right, inshallah, and camping hollow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our place in Jannah close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Salihin. Now, what does it mean to be grateful? I want to share with you the meaning of being grateful because it's really, really important for us to understand that as believers, one of the traits, or one actually the traits of a true believer, and one of the, I would say, one of those signs of a sound heart is to be grateful and be grateful in general. Primarily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to share with you a few words on the meaning of being grateful, inshallah ta'ala. Now, in the Arabic language, what is the word for grateful? What do we say with going to gratitude? What's the word we use for that, for gratitude? Shukr. Shukr. When someone does something to you, what do you say to them? Shukran. Right? Shukran. It's basically the word of gratitude. Meaning you show you're being grateful to this person. But where this is coming from anyway? So the word shukr is actually means az-ziyaratu wa namaa. It means growth and it means increase of something. So when you say to somebody, shukran, what do you mean exactly? You're actually adding to the favor that they have done to you or for you and the thing that he bestowed upon you, you're now increasing that and outdoing them basically. So if someone, for example, helped you with something, they pushed something with you, they gave you something, they brought you a gift, and you say, shukran. Now they have done something good to you, you, by acknowledging it and saying shukran, you're increasing the value of what they've done by making it public, at least to them. At least to them. So when you say shukran to somebody, thank you to someone, you're just letting them know that, you know what, I acknowledge that. I accept the blessing. I accept the favor that you're doing for me. I accept that, and you make it very well known to them that you appreciate that and you're acknowledging that for them. That is the general meaning of gratitude and shukr in the Arabic language, which is why it is one of those amazing and most beautiful qualities that that believers should have in this dunya, jama'ah. It is unfortunately is being denied these days because everybody wants to be independent. And when you want to be independent, what does it mean exactly? You don't want to admit or acknowledge anyone's favor, you know, towards you. Because if you admit that, what does it mean? You feel enslaved to them. You feel enslaved to their favors. And that's actually in the Arabic language, also in the Arabic culture. We feel enslaved to those who do us favors. And that's why you always want to outdo the favors of other people when they try to make something for you. You always try to outdo them because you want to always be the one who's showing the gratitude to them. So that's now in general with human beings. Imagine the one who deserves all the shukr, all the gratitude. Who is that, Jama'ah? Who is he? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He deserves all the shukr or all the gratitude from us. And the shukr and gratitude, it's the work that is, it's so hard to accomplish unless you humble yourself. Which is why the ulama, they speak about the meaning of shukr towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many different ways. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah had an entire book on these two qualities, as-sabr and the shukr, being grateful and being patient. Two qualities come hand in hand in order for you to survive in this world of Jama'ah and in the Akhirah as well too. You're between being grateful to a blessing that you receive or being patient towards something that you have to deal with. So now, what does it mean to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-ulama, they say definition of shukr, they say that is the acknowledgement of the blessings by the heart, the tongue, and the actions. And making it public to the one that you are being grateful for. So when you say Alhamdulillah, when you say Shukr Lillah, what does that mean exactly? I'm now pronouncing it. So that's one out of three. But is it coming from the heart? Or just a lip service? You're going to have to ask yourself this question. Is it coming from the heart? Or is it just a lip service? Maybe it is coming from the heart. Now the question is, how are you going to translate that gratitude? Allah blessed you with wealth. How should it show on you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with health. How are you going to translate that into your actions? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you in a situation, circumstances, way better than millions of people around the world. How are you now displaying this gratitude through your actions? So if you want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to have to make sure that you do these three things. You bring it from the heart, being grateful. And number two, you bring it on your tongue by acknowledging it, and also through your actions as well too. Which is why our ulama, they say there are specific conditions for gratitude to be accepted. Number one, al-i'tirafu bin-ni'mah, that you acknowledge this blessing and this ni'mah and attribute it to the one who is bestowing it upon you. You know, sometimes people, when I don't know if you've seen that, but basically you've seen that among kids. Yani. When kids do something for another child, what do? They take it, you know, out of entitlement. And they're not willing to say thank you. So they snap it from their hands and they run away with it. Why? Because they don't want to say thank you. Because they think that, you know what? No, if I say thank you, that means I'm acknowledging it, that you are better than me in that sense. This is a kid's attitude, Jama'ah. Adults today behave with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same way. Allah has given them all these blessings. And they're taking it, acknowledging it who? To themselves. I'm smart. I was clever. It's my work. It's my this. It's my that. And they never attribute that to the source, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing that you acknowledge that ni'mah, acknowledge that and attribute that to the one who bestows it upon you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing, to love the person who is bestowing this upon you. Because if you acknowledge that ni'mah, but you still don't love him, what's going to happen here? Are you going to say anything about it? Most likely no. You're going to feel that guilt and probably even animosity towards that. Why? Because they have that blessing that they're bestowing upon you. So they're better than you. And you don't like that feeling. Your ego is going to kick in. And the shaitan is going to start blowing that ego that you would never admit that to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to love the one who's bestowing this upon you. Now what if it was between human beings? What does it mean to love someone who's doing you a favor? Someone just carrying a bag with you. Do you have to love them, go and hug them and give them a kiss? Yani? Not necessarily. But at least appreciate it in a way that you have no hard feeling toward that individual. The third thing, say, al-thana'u al-mun'im. That you praise right now the mun'im, meaning that you don't just acknowledging that. You're not just doing it out of love. No, you now need to. You're gonna have to proclaim that and pronounce it by saying thank you very much. And the words of thana are many. When it comes to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, there are so many. And the best way to do thana upon Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is through what? His beautiful names and attributes. So if you want to praise Allah Azza wa Jalla, what are you gonna say? Allahumma ya Rahman ya Rahim, ya Sami'u, ya Basir, ya Ghafur, with those beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the amazing things that Allah bestows upon you. Also saying, Ya Rabbi. Now that's why the first thing we do when we wake up, what do we do, Ya Jama'ah? We make the dua. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amata wa lahi an-nushur. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He brought you back to life after you've been dead. And then that's one of way of acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with words as well too. So you always have to keep that and remind yourself of that. And the last one here is that using these blessings and ni'am in a way that the one who is bestowing this upon you will be pleased with. What does that mean? Your teenage kids, when you give them their first car, what kind of car are you going to give them? A fancy car or a car they're going to destroy first? Well, that depends, right? But usually when you give them something, when you give your child something, and you see them the next day, they're just throwing it to the corner of the house, and they don't pay attention to it, how would you feel about this? You as a parent. I mean, you're just like, what is this? Wow, you're so ungrateful. That's what we tell them, right? You're so ungrateful. Like, I brought this, I brought that, and they're not acknowledging it at all because they're just throwing it to the side. A lot of us, unfortunately, dealing with these ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the same way, in the same fashion. There's so many khayrat, and we're not really paying attention to it. Because our mind is focused on something else, probably from this dunya. So if Allah blessed you with, alhamdulillah, with physical strength, if Allah blessed you with prosperity, Allah blessed you with status that you can reach out to somebody and change someone else's subhanAllah situation. If Allah blessed you with a skill, whatever that is, then you're going to have to use that skill, that status, whatever that is Allah has bestowed upon you in a way that is most pleasing to Him first and foremost. Because Allah gifted that to you. And I need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing that. Now, how much gratitude should we show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how often? Obviously, being grateful is what? Is a lifestyle. Which means, it's not circumstantial. Only if I see something good, I'll be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, what are you talking about? You're already having it good already. You've been born, alhamdulillah, Rabbi Amin. Look at you right now. You grew up in this life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made your life difficult or easy. We arrived at this moment in our life. So we've been, alhamdulillah, we've been blessed with food, we've been blessed with health, we've been blessed with this. Yes, we went through trials, but look, we still, alhamdulillah, survived through all these trials, made us stronger even. So you need to be grateful, you know, and for everything that you've gone through. Not just to wait for something new to happen to be grateful for. So being grateful is an act of ibadah that's required in every single breath. Not just every single minute of your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when He created mankind, He says, قَالْ فَهَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. So we have shown this man, this human being, mankind, the path. So they are between two things. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا. They are between being grateful wa imma kafura, or being extremely ungrateful. So what does that mean? Look, in the Arabic expression is beautiful here. Allah says shakiran and He says kafur. What's the difference between saying shakir and kafur? So the word kafur, that sound, that the Arabic scale for fa'ul, it actually means there's intensity and there's actually exaggeration, mubalagha. So meaning being ungrateful is probably the standard, unfortunately, among human beings. But Allah acknowledged that some of us are shakir, grateful. But being shakir, not as much as being kafur. Look, even you pronounce it, you say kafur a lot. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about human beings in regard to being grateful, what did He say? قال وقليل من عبادي الشكور وقليل من عبادي الشكور. Sounds like what? كفور. Here He says كفور, شكور meaning extremely grateful, but He brought it in the context of what? Few among My servants who are truly grateful. Like, yes, there are a lot of them are grateful. But how many of us are truly grateful? He says, qaleel, few. Just few. Which means, unfortunately, it's the nature of man not to acknowledge anyone's help or assistance or favor upon ourselves. And that's why, unfortunately, a lot of people here in this world right now, when they see themselves being independent and smart enough and they can figure out things on their own, what do? What's the first thing they do? They deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existence. They don't need him anymore because they think they can do it on their own. And that's one of the greatest sins that you can commit in this life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending all this blessing to you and you deny him his haqq to be acknowledged subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Few among my servants who are truly grateful. I don't know how many of us over here can count among the truly grateful. Yes, you might find a lot of shakirin, but how many of us are shakur? That's what matters here. So I need you tonight, inshallah, that before you go home, think about it. How often do you go and do thanks to other people? Because it's in the hadith that if you don't thank the people, you don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why you need to thank the people to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal? Because how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distribute his blessings and his rizq provision that he's bestowing upon you? How does that work? Through other people. He's bestowing all these things through other people around you. Your spouse, your child, your parent, your co-worker, your friend, your neighbor. All these people, all of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses them as mediums to convey his khayrat upon you. So if you're not going to acknowledge them, you're acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings already. Making sure, tonight inshallah, before you go to sleep, think of you people that you need to thank. Think of you people. Who are these people that, you know what, you don't pay attention to their contribution into your life. You don't pay attention much really. Could be somebody who's always in your face, you never thought to tell them, thank you very much for being here around me. Maybe you never actually thought about that. Just think about us, so you can become among those who are truly not just shakirin, but shakur. Finally, to show you how important that is, Jama'ah, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala wa arda, one day was doing tawaf in Mecca. And he hears a man saying, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qaleel, Ya Allah, make me among the few, Ya Allah, make me among the few. Like, what kind of dua is that? Make me among the few. So Umar stopped him, he goes, Qala, ayyu dua in hadha? But what kind of dua? You need to be explicit. You need to tell Allah what you want from him. So he says, "Qala Amir al-Mu'minin." I read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Wa qalilun min ibadi al-shakur." Few among my servants who are truly grateful. So I'm asking Allah to make me among the few. That's what I'm asking. Ya Allah, make me among the few. That's being referenced in this ayah over here. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he looks at him, he goes, "Subhanallah. Kullu an-nas yafqahu min Umar." Everybody understands better than Umar, wallahi. So I want you to be like this Bedouin, ya Jama'ah. Just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight to make you among the few. May Allah make us among them, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu to make us among those who are truly grateful. And we ask Allah to give us the ability to acknowledge the blessing that he bestows upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu to make us among those who always praise him for these blessings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our love in our heart for him, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the ability to use these blessings in a way that is most pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our love for one another and make us grateful to other people, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu to make being grateful one of our traits, ya Allah, in this dunya. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us among the shakirin on the day of judgment, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this very special moment to bring the khairat on our brothers in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to provide for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, the entire world turned their backs against him, ya Allah. We ask you to be there for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Provide for them, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, from the blessings that bestows upon the world, ya Allah. We ask you to provide them for water and the food, ya Rabbil Alameen. Give them shelter, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. We ask you to increase your blessings upon them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Deliver them from this misery, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Give them the victory that you promised, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect them, ya Allah, in this very special night. And ya Allah, we ask you to restore peace and tranquility into their hearts, into their lives, ya Rabbil Alameen. And the way we all gather in this place, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us all together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salihin wa alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.